Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Berlinale. I'm in company of Abel Ferrara and Willem Dafoe, director and protagonist of Siberia, screening here in competition. So Abel, this film come to you as a way of going through like a journey, elaborating images, maybe regrets, memories, hopes.
Yes, that's exactly it. I couldn't put it better myself. That was it, right.
William, what is for you like a chance to do the same thing? I mean, to take advantage of this starting point?
It's just opportunities to do things I'm interested in. And, you know, it's a film, so it's safe, but you can really do risky things and go places you can't go in life sometimes in a structured environment. So you learn things and you have the possibility to have a shift of understanding that enriches your life.
You worked together in the past, so I figured you have your own way of working together. But how different was from the other times, and how do you work together on a film that it's not really linear in terms of narrative?
It's problem solving, you know? It's like, from the very beginning, it's like I come away, I say, Abel, what are you up to? What do you got? He says it's like this, and he asks me to come in where he wants me to come in. And then it's just about connecting the dots. But with this one in particular, he had very, very strong ideas about certain locations, certain elements. The dogs were important, this idea of this outpost camp was important. It was very clear in one hand, but on the other hand, he needed to bounce things off me and other people in the team to really articulate that, and that becomes the beginning of making the movie. And then it's really realized, of course, when you're shooting, because you can prepare, but when you get there, it's always different. It's nice to have something up your sleeve, but when you get there, you're always shooting from the hip.
Hey, well, how did you connect the dots then?
You know, it's a group effort. You know, it's a group. It's filmmaking. It's what it is. You know, I mean, for me, we start, you know, I mean, how do him and I work different together? I mean, he's coming after, like any relationship. He's changing. He's doing things coming from, coming back, say, between even Tommaso and Siberia, what might have been short, but he's has a, you know, bringing a whole wealth of experience. We're working on, you know, what we're doing. So it's like we're starting over again, you know. And we approach the movie. We know what we're going to do. And we, like he says, we got things up our sleeve. But, you know,
I mean, we got to make the film. Like, you have the DP come on board, and he's there to serve Abel's vision. But your vision is never that clear, so then it's a coming together of what Falavani can bring to it with what Abel is telling him, and then you arrive at something that's a combination of personalities, skills, desires.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Kubrick said, you know, film is not a pyramid built on one idea. It's also not a pyramid. It's not some elephant in the room that, what is the concept? What is it that, you know, the film is the discovery of what we're making.
Particularly, it's interesting if you've got kind of this creative family and it's fluid. The spheres of responsibility are fluid. In a more industrial movie, a more one of, more like a big studio movie where they have to calculate things more, and where the roles of different, the roles are clearly defined and you don't step over those lines. This is more fluid. So it's all about putting out fires and who's got water in the bucket.
Right. No, that's a good way to put it. But, you know, it's a tradition. You know, unfortunately, it's a tradition of European cinema. I mean, American guys have done it, and I've done it in America too, but it's the tradition. It's the accepted way of working here, you know, and I mean, that, you know, the film, it's not a product, man. You know, it's not to be bought. You know, it's not, doesn't come in a can. You know, it's like it has to be. It's, there's only one of them.
It doesn't.
No anymore. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like a can of tomatoes. You know, it's not a big can that you open. You know, it's not. There's not a case of them. There's only one of them, and each one there's only one. You know, and everything was different on it, and everybody's relationship. Change from one to the other. Now it comes in a.
As we said in the beginning, since you confirmed that this was your way of elaborating things, how did you both change after this film? What did you learn from this process, going through this journey?
You can imagine just seeing the film and you're seeing one piece of a whole experience. So even to put yourself there in a pretend world makes you extend to different things, you know. I'll never forget those dogs. I'll never forget the desert. I'll never forget, you know, these women that I had to do intimate scenes with, you know. That changes you. That becomes part of your history, personally and, you know.
There's another question, or are we going to ask? I got to compete with that answer.
Share.
That was a good one.
Share.
That was a good answer. I mean, I learned so much. I mean, you know, I'm learning every minute of every day, you know, and doing it, making films. I mean, it's hard for me now to separate the making of a movie and not making it. You know, of just what we're doing living, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, whatever experience I have left on this earth, I'm trying to maximize. So I learned everything my brain could absorb. I don't know how much is retained. Is that a word?
Retained.
Retained. Retented. Wow. You see, you study Italian, you come up with a whole new language. Retented is a kind of an Italian conjugation of
retention is fine. We knew retented. What you were talking about.
Retented, demented. When you're demented, you say retented.
When you're detained, you say detented.
We've been talking to Willem Dafoe and Abel Ferrara, protagonist and director of Siberia, screening at the 70th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.